smoker.
My friends, welcome to What's On Your Mind. I'm solo today because in our normal or not tradition of What's On Your Mind, Steve Bakken has hit his vehicle and headed west to breed a dog of his. He's driving to Portland to breed a dog. So I think we have to start with asking the question, is Steve Bakken normal or nuts? Welcome to the program. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. First NDSU football game in a month at home at the Fargo Dome. By the way, the Bison made the New York Times today. Quite a piece on Coach Bowl and his style. Not only on the team, but also in how he dresses, how he models himself after Tom Osborne. Neat story in today's New York Times. And we'll link to that on our Facebook page so you can see it if you haven't seen it yet. But NDSU Athletic Director Gene Taylor will be here later on this hour to talk about that. We're also going to talk with a retired Marine Corps Gunnery Sergeant from Concerned Veterans for America. Veterans Day on Monday, one of the reasons we're going to chat with this guest. And also, you listeners have said, hey, what's going on with all these generals leaving the military? Is there a purge? Is there, you know, is there some personality conflict? Or what's going on there? I don't know. A number of listeners have asked about that. We promised we'd get some answers, and we're doing it today on the program. So we'll do that. On the normal or nuts questions, I have three on my mind, but Fridays really are kind of a free-for-all. So anything on your mind, let's talk about it today here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Life, sports, politics. That's where I'm going to go today. On the life front, I believe life is better with pets. Do you? We have five dogs in our family. Five. I kid you not. And four of the five are rescue dogs. My wife's a softie. She just, loves these dogs. And we all do. I mean, they're family, okay? And, they're a pain sometimes, and they're, everything that pet owners deal with. But being in the radio business, you deal with folks very often who lose pets. And so I can remember this from the first time I was on the radio at 12 years of age as a part-time announcer in Little Montevideo, Minnesota. You'd get calls on Sunday morning saying, okay, it's a white dog. It has black spots. Last seen in the neighborhood of such and such. And, so you have a special connection to people who lose their pets. There's been a couple of stories lately in North Dakota that have caught some attention of the media of a reward being offered for the return of the pets. In fact, a woman from East Grand Forks offered $700 for the return of her cat. A Fargo family this week was in the news offering $500 for the return of their cat. I was going to make a cat joke, but I won't go there because maybe I'm nuts. I wouldn't own a cat on a bet, and I certainly wouldn't offer a return for one, but I'm a dog lover. So, I have to ask myself, if one of the dogs were lost and the kids were upset, would you offer a reward? Do you really need to offer a reward for the return of a pet? Wouldn't people out of the kindness of their heart do that? I don't get the motivation of maybe somebody who needs a few bucks is going to go out and look for the pet because you've offered a $700 reward. I don't know. So here's the life category, normal or nuts question. Is it nuts for folks to offer a sizable reward for a loss of a pet? Our fellow Heartlanders are doing this. Have you ever done that? Is it necessary to get others engaged in finding the pet, or do folks not out of the goodness of their heart see a lost pet and say, hey, I'm going to call the Humane Society or, go through the normal channels, whatever it is in your community? Seems a little bizarre to me. Okay. So I think it's nuts. You tell me whether I'm nuts. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Sports. Notice we're going life, sports, politics. Some would say that's a pretty good order of priority there. on the sports front. I'm thinking the Minnesota Vikings are so bad, they actually were trying to lose last night. And there's some people that want them to improve their draft position. So that's not a crazy thought. I'm thinking they went into that thinking, ah, it's over, we're done, we're horrible, we're awful, it's the Redskins, we're going to lose. And they were trying to lose, and they're so bad, actually, they couldn't even do that. I'm half serious about this one, folks. Another sports story that's been just bizarre this week is this Richie Incognito and this Jonathan Martin. I'm amazed the number of players that are basically blaming Martin for this. Is it nuts to blame the bullied one here? Or is it nuts to think that someone that's 6'4" and 320 pounds and an NFL player could actually be bullied? Who's normal and who's nuts in this sordid saga that's gripped the story of the NFL this week? And the last one, and I know this is the one that we've spent a lot of time talking about with our audience, so maybe this is one you're going to be interested in talking about today on the program. NBC News, Chuck Todd, sit-down interview with President Obama yesterday. All kinds of alerts yesterday afternoon, and oh, big news, the president's finally apologized on Obamacare. Did he? Listen and tell me whether or not this is an apology, would you please? I'm not so sure that it is.
Even if he didn't intentionally do it, but at this point, they feel misled, and you've seen the anger that's out there.
Yeah, I regret very much that what we intended to do, which is to make sure that everybody is moving into better plans because they want them as opposed to because they're forced into it, that, you know, we weren't as clear as we needed to be in terms of the changes that were taking place. And I want to do everything we can to make sure that people are finding themselves in a good position, a better position than they were before this law happened. And I am sorry that they are finding themselves in this situation based on assurances they got from me.
All right, so those of you that have been upset about this, and it's a lot of folks in our audience, did you get what you needed to hear there? Are you sitting there now sighing a big, huge sigh of relief saying, oh, thank you, finally he's acknowledged it? Or are you going, what did he just say? I mean, we could have been more clear. Seemed like a bizarre, well, I don't know, just a little convoluted to me. A little sort of all over the map there with, could have been more clear. No, you could have just said the truth, right? I mean, and here's what you said, keep your doctor, keep your plan, and now you're giving us all kinds of caveats. We could have been more clear. How about just the truth? Is that enough of an apology for you? I don't think it is. So tell me whether I'm normal or nuts. All right, let's crank on a Friday. Anything on your mind's welcome here today on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Bob in West Hope, first to weigh in. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing just fine. A little bit of rain out here, but not much. It's just kind of sprinkled a little bit. But the other day you had a guy call in from Simcoe, North Dakota, right?
I remember, and I had to ask him where the heck it's at, because we like keeping a little pin on the map here. We love hearing from every corner of the Northern Plains. So, yeah.
Okay, if you look on the map, you find Velva, and take Highway 41, go north of Velva, across the railroad tracks, and then into the east, maybe a mile and a half or just about 2 miles, under the north side of the railroad tracks is Simcoe. It doesn't show it on the map here, the name of the town anymore, because I think he said, what did they have there, a bar or a post office or something, and that was it.
He did. Kind of sad that's actually literally fallen off the map, isn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, back 100 years ago, well, not that long, but I always say that, I'm originally from the Velva area, Voltaire area, whatever. But we always went up there for dances. They had a dance just about every weekend. It was a great time.
Where were they holding the dances, Bob?
In the dance, they had a regular dance hall at that time. Just an old building was sitting there, whatever. And I think that's probably, well, that's got to be gone now. But this is many, many years ago. 50 years ago, better.
So we resurrected a good memory for you when we took a call from Simcoe, huh?
Yeah, it kind of shot the little spark into me. So
that guy, I, uh, that guy, I was I was invited to Butte, North Dakota, to speak at a Veterans Day event, 7 o'clock on Monday night, and I'm honored to do so. I've never said no, ever, to veterans that call and say, well, you know, well, could you do this, that, or the other thing? I'm really looking forward to heading out there. On 6 o'clock dinner and 7 o'clock, I'm going to give a little salute to veterans. So yeah, I haven't been to Butte either, so maybe I'll try and, you know.
Well, that's a good little town, too. You like it. It's just about what you might say God's country.
What defines God's country to you, Bob?
Beautiful country out there where you just get out there and you can do your own thing. Whatever you want to do, you just kind of carry on with it. And,
there you go. Ron, when I refer to God's country, I'm talking about the people. And there's, to me, here in the Heartland, this is God's country. This is, but... I agree with you. That open space is kind of nice, too. Bob, great hearing from you today. Appreciate it. 701-258-0550. Friday, give us a ring. Next.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product, really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollenburst, and Rebound. Start taking them. And lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, Youngevity link.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Rewards, is that normal or nuts? Great comments on this on our Facebook page. And you can call us too at 701-258-0550. I gotta find this fella and get him some help here. Dan says, I'd pay $500 to see my dog eat a cat. Now, Dan, that's nuts. You can't go there. Lori is much more serious about all this. She says, you know, pets are so important in our lives. I know I would do what it takes to get mine back safely. We spend money on our pets for food, veterinary expenses. Why wouldn't you do the same to ensure that they return home safely? Now that Beauty is back home, I'm sure that the family feels they did the right thing. Beauty must have been the name of the cat, huh, that was in the news? I wasn't aware of that. Most people would not accept that reward, but I'm sure it shows how dedicated they are to the animals they love, so glad for the happy outcome. Well, thank you, Lori, for updating us on that. What's caught some news is that these rewards acts that were being offered for the pets, I didn't hear that they'd resolve themselves. But Corey says it would depend on the pet. I've had one I've invested thousands of dollars in training into. For her, I would have. She was also the most compassionate dog imaginable. I've had others, though, that didn't have the same character she did. For them, I wouldn't. Oh, no. Some pets are making the cut, others aren't. Carol says, of course I would. My dogs are family. Colleen says, that's nuts. Brad says, I wouldn't pay that much to get a lost pet back. My wife, however, probably would, but if I found the pet, I would not accept any reward. Anyway, do you think there's something called, I have a good friend, and I will not name him, who rails against pet worship in America and just says, I know a lot of foreigners look at the love that Americans have for pets and see it as very bizarre. I wouldn't call what I have pet worship. But I would call it very fond of in our case, dogs. We have five dogs in our house, and they're family, right? I mean, they provide great laughs, great memories. I can benchmark, the kids growing up and different stories. Okay, we got this dog. Remember when he did that, or when she did this, or they add some color and flavor to life. I think it's great. But I don't worship them, and I think some people get a little too over the top and dressing the pets up and everything else. But but this friend of mine says it's flat out weird, it's bizarre, and it's a flaw in our character. So curious what you think of that. And lots of good answers here. Appreciate all of them. Stacy says, I wouldn't lose our dog in the first place, but yes, would offer a reward if they do go missing. Susan says, sentiment is much more expensive than market value. I thought everyone knew that. John in Bismarck is next on What's On Your Mind. Hello, John. How you doing?
Pretty good. Thank you for taking my call. And your guys' show is awesome. I appreciate the show. I call my congressman a couple times a week, Heitkamp and Hoven and Kramer, and then they'll send letters back. And Heidi sent a letter back, and what I called about was the UN Small Arms Treaty. And it says, thank you for contacting me regarding your opposition to the United Nations UN Arms Trade Treaty. It was good to hear from you. Like you, I support the Second Amendment rights of North Dakotans and believe that honest and law-abiding Americans should have access to guns for hunting and sport and self-protection. If it talks like a progressive and acts like a progressive and votes like a progressive, it's a progressive. And she don't get it. The Second Amendment had nothing to do with hunting and sport. But back then, they harvested their food for what? To survive, to eat.
Okay, read me that again. The part of the letter in response to your question about the UN Arms Treaty that alarmed you. So, like you, I share your support of the Second Amendment. And then she adds a caveat. What did it say?
Well, it says, rights of North Dakotans and believe that honest and law-abiding Americans should have access to guns for hunting and sport and self-protection. Well, I mean, I've read the Federalist Papers and done a lot of studying and stuff, and it was for one thing and one thing alone, to protect us from a tyrannous government. And we've been the freest nation on earth because we've been armed.
Well, self-protection... She's covering that with self-protection, isn't she?
Yeah, maybe. I think she's more talking about if someone breaks into your house, and she's talked about that before. They never will come out and say to protection against a tyrannous government, because that, as you well know as I do, is what the Second Amendment all around was wrote for.
Did she get around to answering your question about her position on the UN Arms Treaty and John Kerry signing it? I mean, that's the big beef, and a lot of our listeners have raised the issue to say, how in the world, you can't really reconcile, here's what listeners say, and I agree with them, you can't reconcile, hey, I'm pro-Second Amendment, I'm with you, with being completely silent on someone of your party in an administration you support signing the UN arms treaty, right?
Did she answer? 100% what I asked her about, and she, I asked her if she, you know, said anything about Kerry signing this and that. You know, she did say that her and some other senators sent a letter saying that, you know, it probably wouldn't be ratified and stuff. I mean, she's the only reason I feel that she even votes anything Second Amendment because she knows she would be voted out of office. She doesn't come out vocally like against Kerry or you know, you don't hear her talking about all-out protections and what it was for. Another thing, you guys interviewed her at the energy conference, I think it's called, and one of you asked, or somebody asked her, do you think there's a war on coal? She wouldn't say that. She said, well, I don't think there's a war on anything. So I'm just saying, and we all know it, she is a progressive, and it's as simple as that. You know?
All right, so, John, let's see if others agree with you, and I'll pick this part of your argument that her support of the Second Amendment is for political reasons, not because it's a conviction. Is John normal or nuts? You get to decide here, folks. 800-228-0550. Ty in Aberdeen, South Dakota. You're next on a Friday edition. A little normal or nuts, free-for-all Friday here. Go ahead, Ty. How are you?
How you doing, fellas? The last caller fits in the nuts category. Another one of those constitutional lawyers that ends sentences with and thus and war on coal. I wish some of these guys that always point to the Constitution would read the darn thing once in a while with some clarity. And I don't have an opinion on the Constitution and what it means towards the Second Amendment. But the factual stuff that comes out of some of these guys is unbelievable, my dear friends. And once in a while, they need to be corrected.
So what do you believe was incorrect in what John said?
Oh, the Second Amendment issues got off. It's fairly clear what it says, and it can continually move into a situation where they add clear. It's like the Bible. You can make it go to your attention wherever you want. He said he read the Federalist Papers. Give me a break. Not if you had the view he had.
Okay, so what? The Second Amendment is short. Let me just quickly read it. A well-regulated militia.
And very clear.
Okay, but clear to you is maybe muddy to you.
No, not to me. Clear to the Supreme Court.
So where was he wrong? Just tell me where you think he was wrong.
Well, his whole view on the Second Amendment and what it feels like, and I've researched the Federalist Papers. All these guys that come on as constitutional experts got to go back and take a read.
Okay, but you're not giving me your constitutional expertise on why you think he's wrong. That's what I'm trying to get at. You don't believe that it's for self-protection against a government gone rogue? Is that? Ty, appreciate the call. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Call us.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
When is the last time you really relaxed? I'm talking total relaxation. For me, it was at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. My wife and our entire family absolutely love it. The setting is incredible. It's Norman Rockwell-like in beautiful downtown Walker, Minnesota. The resort, again and again, named one of Minnesota's top premier resorts for all their amazing amenities. Every detail, just absolutely incredible. The condo's amazing. Got a big group. They can take care of you. 502 restaurant is fabulous. They have the Chase's bowling alley, family reunions, events. They got you covered. And in November, they have a spa special. The Comprador Aveda Spa is a place you'll really relax. Get a load of this deal. An amazing midweek spa offer, one night's lodging, and your choice of a 30-minute massage, manicure, or pedicure for rates starting as low as $89 per night. Call 888-CHASE-06 to book yours now. 888-CHASE-06 or go online to chaseonthelake.com. Ask them about the Thanksgiving family package and the Griswolds Christmas vacation package, too, at Chase on the Lake.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Some fun on a Friday. Steve Bakken is off today. It's Scott Hinnon solo today on What's on Your Mind, brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Going to be a cool, windy, and wet weekend. Heading into the end of the Veterans Day weekend here, so look for that. I'm looking at forecasts that show 80% chance of rain, 90% chance of rain, so Bismarck just 60, only a 60% chance of rain, might not 90%, so Fargo looks like, what, 80%, Dickinson 60%, so rain, blustery, and a mix of snow in some parts of North Dakota as well this weekend. Friday edition of the program, which is always fun, kind of a free-for-all, and with just one of us here today, more time for you to let us know what's on your mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Mike and Bismarck wanted to weigh in on something that the caller from Aberdeen was saying.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me all right?
Loud and clear. Mike, welcome to the program.
Excellent, sir. Yeah, I'm sorry, but Bob is definitely not nuts. The last guy definitely is nuts. It is blatantly clear that it is for our protection against tyrannical government, as we have always hunted and fished for food since we got here. A. B. This is not the UN. This is the U.S. If I were to get in office in this state, I would shut down and nullify every darn one of their stupid rules telling us we can't tie our shoes this way, they have to be done that way, and the whole rest of the bucket of garbage that they're puking on us. I'm kind of sick of it.
They're, that's quite a visual there. The whole rest of the garbage they're puking on us. Give me other examples of what you consider to be that garbage, Mike. What's got you revved up these days?
It's pretty much the whole list. I had to leave California because I'm pretty sick of the UN guidelines the EPA puts on us and saying, oh, it's for your own protection. Guess what? I can protect myself. I don't need your help. Never asked for it. I sure the heck ain't going to pay for it.
So you left California. I like that. And what led you to North Dakota? I get leaving California. Smart guy.
Yeah, they messed that up so bad. I don't know if it'll ever be repaired between them and Fukushima cramping all over us with the radiation for over 2.5 years. I'm surprised people aren't already growing fingers out of the top of their head looking like a rooster. But not too fond of their telling us, oh, your car has to run this way. We got to put computers in to shut your car off in case you're a bad guy. You know what? If everybody was armed, there'd be no bad guys doing nothing. Simple as that. There'd be no school shootings, there'd be no church shootings, there'd be no nothing, because everybody would be just like the original guy from Japan didn't want to come raid the mainland because there was a gun behind every blade of grass. That is what protects us. They use false pretense of onslaught as a way to help us let them protect us. We're quite competent. We've been doing it for, you know, a couple, 230 years plus. What's their problem? Go home. This is not the Central Europe, so take your IRS and your Federal Reserve bogus money program and get the bloody snot out of here. Because you pay somebody in 1913, starting in 1876, I understand some guy named Rookstein started setting the precedents for this garbage and paying people off to allow it to happen. You're supposed to pay your taxes to the United States Treasury and to your state's treasury, and it's supposed to be voluntarily. So if you're doing a little thin that month and you need to feed your family, the rest of the country and the rest of the state is supposed to help cover the weight and keep the government afloat. The reason they're only supposed to get a voluntary input, monetarily speaking, is to keep them on a short leash. They're not. They don't need to be running rampant all over us. We need to be running rampant and running the place the way we see fit. We're not stupid. You know, we weren't born under a bucket of bad things. We were born under God's mindset, and we had pretty good direction in the first place. We did just fine. Matter of fact, as I understand it, excuse me, the reason they all decided to wage war on us is because in the 50s and 60s, the United States owned half of the world's wealth. They decided they were going to take it from us. And all of a sudden, NAFTA and GATT came about. Well, guess what? It's been going down the toilet ever since. I say we tell them to get bent. We do our own industry here, and I don't care if somebody gives me $87.3 million to send my water breaker business over to China. They can copy it and steal it like they're going to do anyway, because I can't make a water breaker to fit every car and truck in the world. So I guess I could use some help. But there are just people who got their minds so closed and they're so trained and, how would I say, brainwashed into believing whatever gets spewed out of the TV, especially by their paid-for media systems, that they just go along with it. Use your own brain, people. This is the United States for a reason. We're the best, we're the baddest, and we're the smartest. There are other countries that are darn good as well. And we all banded together. Well, let's back it up. The New World Order is late on their world government garbage. Our founders set that precedence long ago. All any country has to do is take our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our Declaration of Independence, and with a pencil eraser, scratch out the United States and write in Syria, write in Germany, write in Israel, and then sign it and submit it and say, you're fired. Pretty simple math in my book. We need to fire this, what I believe is a Muslim Brotherhood infiltrator that we got currently running this place into the ground. I don't like it. I don't appreciate it. I don't like the subterfuge and the lies coming out of there. We don't pay them to lie to us. I can go to work and have anybody lie to me anywhere on the street. We don't need these clowns to lie to our face because, you know, it's redundantly stupid and a waste of our time and money.
Mike, you're on a roll. I hate to interrupt, but I do appreciate you calling today and appreciate the passion. You got a lot of passion there in your voice, and we asked the question, what's on your mind, and you're a one-man sound machine. Appreciate the call, Mike. Thanks a lot. How about that? See what this caller started on the Second Amendment? You know there's two sentences in the sentence? No, there's one sentence in the Second Amendment. It's one sentence. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Obviously, some different opinions on what it means. What does it mean to you? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. But I'm going to agree with Mike on this point. He made many coherent statements in that. But the idea that I could sum it up in this way, and it's actually a title of a book that John Lott, a great researcher who used facts on this point, was at the University of Chicago. I forget where he's at now. More guns, less crime. You go city by city, state by state, region by region, in any count to say, okay, where there is more access to guns by law-abiding citizens, there is less crime. That's all you need to know. Makes perfect sense. Sums up my view. Here's another call I want to weigh in.
Yeah, this is Matt in Fargo. And Second Amendment is to keep your government from becoming a tyrannical despot before the populace.
All right, that's his interpretation as well. We're getting some great feedback here from folks. Appreciate it. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Gene Taylor is going to join us a little later on this hour. He's NDSU's athletic director. The Bison are home for the first time in a month, so we'll get an update on that. Next hour, a lot of folks have been asking about generals being, one term that's used, purged from the military. What's that all about? We're going to ask. The folks from Concerned Veterans for America, and, of course, also a preview of Monday, Veterans Day. Also, an alarmingly high number of veterans are unemployed. What's going on there? Retired Marine Corps Gunnery Sergeant Jesse Jane Duff will join us today on the program to talk about that. Okay, John and Bismarck, see what you started here? This started with John in Bismarck. Ty in Aberdeen called. Mike was the tiebreaker. Did you need to respond to something that Ty said about you being a constitutional lawyer, John?
No, I never claimed I was. I just said I've read the Federalist Papers and read the quotes from our founding fathers, and 100% it was wrote up for that. But the Second Amendment was based partially on the right to keep and bear arms in the English common law and was influenced by the English Bill of Rights of 1689. Sir William Blackstone, describing this right as an auxiliary right supporting the natural rights of self-defense and resistance to oppression and the civic duty to act in concert in the defense of the state. I mean, then the other thing I want to say is, as usual, a progressive attacks has no facts. You gave him the chance to respond, to give an answer back, and he had none. So look it up. What I just said is, you know, fact, and there's a million other quotes and facts what the Second Amendment was based on, and it says it in the Second Amendment. So, I mean, I don't know what else to say other than that.
I feel like a referee. John, if you hang on a second here, we'll see if Ty in Aberdeen wants to call back and answer the question. Because we were up against the break. I tried a couple of times, and I, you know, would have maybe tried longer if we'd had more time. But I just didn't get the answer I wanted either. But maybe if Ty is confident enough in his position, he'll come back and we can settle this once and for all and move on to the really important stuff on the program today, like whether folks accept the president's apology, whether that was an apology, whether or not you'd offer a reward for a pet, whether or not the Vikings were trying to lose last night and even screwed that up, for crying out loud, or whatever else is on your mind. So hang on a sec, John. If Ty calls back, we'll put the two of you together so we can settle this and move on. Shouldn't be so hard to define one sentence in the amendments to the Constitution, the Second Amendment, should it? One sentence right there. I mean, that's the genius of our founding fathers, folks. I mean, you think what they did in so few words in the Constitution of the United States, the Declaration of Independence, it's genius. Now, compared to 35,000 pages of one piece of legislation known as Obamacare, and answer me this question. Who's got this right? Who's got this figured out? It is time to return to the founding principles, without question. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Hang in there, John. If Ty calls back, we'll put you together. Steve Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to make a comment. I mean, you heard the fellow from South Dakota about the intellectual capability and acuity of liberals and progressives. Well, the first piece of evidence, which is the summation, is they believe everything that Barack Obama says. So, ergo, they must be stupid.
So did you just call progressives stupid, Steve?
Well, no. I'm laying out the thought exercise. If progressives believe Barack Obama and almost every word that passes that man's lips are untrue, are then progressives/liberals stupid?
Maybe I'm not smart enough for the thought exercise here. So you're saying, tell me what you're saying once again in English.
Well, I just want people to think about whether or not progressives and liberals are stupid, and judge for themselves on the data. And they believe what Barack Obama says, although everything that Barack Obama says is untrue.
Here's my only problem. I hear where you're going, and I think you're a pay grade above me in the intellectual exercise department, but if we think we can win a debate by saying, you believe him, so you're stupid, we're trouble. Ty is on the line, so hang on, Ty, and John, we'll get to you coming up here.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in and relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
We're going to move on from the debate between John and Ty. Ty in South Dakota, John in North Dakota, on the definition of the Second Amendment. Ty did call back in, but said he was not interested in talking to John because he doesn't think he'd get anywhere, and then hung up. See? Can we not just all, you know, get along here? Anyway, Ray in Cooperstown, Jeff in Minot, we'll get to you here in a little bit, and back to more of your phone calls after our conversation with NDSU Athletic Director Gene Taylor, to talk about NDSU taking a 17-game winning streak, second longest in Division I after Ohio State's 21, into tomorrow's Harvest Bowl against Illinois State at the Fargo Dome. Hello, Gene Taylor. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. New York Times today. I mean, my gosh, if it isn't ESPN game day, now it's the New York Times. Great story in today's New York Times about the NDSU program. That's a beauty, isn't it?
It really is. We're very pleased that they came out and want to talk about a football program. It's not often we get brought up in New York Times, but a great piece of coverage for the athletic program and clearly football, but to be covering the New York Times is pretty special, without question.
Now, North Dakota gets its fair share of national and international coverage these days, but it's usually about the energy boom or the economy being so different than the rest of the country, and not very often that you got attention in a you know, that kind of stage for a football program. But it's fantastic. I thought the article was unbelievable. The only thing I bristled at a little bit was the idea that that here was the line: with a roster of overlooked players from Minnesota and North Dakota, the Bison have won consecutive national football championship, subdivision championships, and are 8-0, ranked number one in pursuit of the third. It makes it sound like you're dealing with the sort of ragtag players, anything but. These are players that aspire to play for a heck of a program, right?
Yeah, no, they're very, very good players, and that's why we've been fortunate. They're not overlooked by us and not overlooked by a lot of schools. They, you know, clearly maybe some of the BCS schools, but I would say that some BCS schools have made a mistake by not going after some of our kids, and that's probably why we're able to be successful, is these kids are really great players, and we're glad that if somebody has overlooked them, that's good for us, because we certainly aren't overlooking these kids, because they're very, very talented.
So this weekend, finally, the Bison are home. I mean, folks may be having a little bit of withdrawal here, having to hit the road or watch on television. Nice to have them home, isn't it?
You know, it is, and the one thing, Scott, that we've not been able to provide really is opportunities for people to get tickets. But because of the circumstances of it being a three-day weekend and it's deer hunting opener, we anticipate, and we know, as a matter of fact, the students didn't pick up all of their tickets. So we're encouraging people to buy standing room tickets. They're available, and there will be seats available because there will be open seats in the Fargo Dome that we typically don't have. So some people shy away from standing room because they don't think they're going to have seats. But since if you wanted a chance to get to watch Bison, this would be a great weekend because you can get a nice standing room ticket at a decent cost and they would be able to find a seat. So we want to fill it up as best we can.
How many standing room tickets do you sell?
Well, it all depends on what we think will be available in terms of, we don't usually sell very many, only 100 or so, because that's all the facility could hold when all the seats are taken. But, you know, I think the students were picked up as just shy of 1,000 of what they're available. I think they picked up right around 2,800, so we know those seats will be open. And we anticipate even some of our regular season ticket holders may not show because they're going to be out hunting. And so we anticipate that we'll sell as many standing room as we can throughout the weekend. Plus, we always get a few tickets back from the visiting team. And so if people are interested and they want to come, I know it's maybe a little late on Friday, but we encourage them to get their tickets and come to the game because there will be seats available to sit in.
Can you get those today? How do folks listening all throughout the region get the best way to get tickets?
Yeah, call our ticket office at 1-800-NSU or go online and get them online. Most people are doing that now. Online's easy because you use your credit card, it really goes into will call, and you can just pick them up tomorrow at the game. Or if you're in town, obviously in the Fargo-Moorhead region, then you can come to the ticket office and pick it up. But we sold a lot this morning, and we anticipate to continue to sell some throughout the weekend and obviously tomorrow as well.
You timed that schedule pretty nice with that bye. It certainly helps to get the team a bit more healthy too, right?
Yeah, we are very healthy, Scott. That's a great point. And, you know, it's a lucky, kind of a luck of the draw with the schedule on the conference, but it couldn't come at a better time. You know, the Indiana State game, which was 2 weeks ago, we were able to get a lot of kids rest in the second half. So it's almost like almost a two-week bye, so to speak. And that's going to, we're probably 100%, close to 100% healthy on defense and, you know, probably 90% healthy on offense. So we're coming in healthy and rested. And this Illinois State is a very, very good team. They're on a roll. They won 4 in a row. So it's going to be a challenge. And that's why I want as many people in the stands as we can get, because that's a huge advantage for our football team.
Got some hot players, some FBS transfers. It's going to be a great weekend. And just nice to have the Bison back in town at the Dome. And again, even the added bonus with the deer opener and the long weekend with students having some tickets available too. So hope folks get out there and take it in, and the role continues. Hard to believe the season's almost over. It seems like a blink.
I know. A couple more weeks, and hopefully we'll have a lot more after that. But, yeah, regular season, you're right. It's gone fast. It always does. And we got one more opportunity at home after this weekend. And, like I said, encourage folks, if they can get a chance to come out and watch us, we'd love to have them on Saturday. We need their help.
And it is the Harvest Bowl, so great hat tip to the agriculture heritage of the great state of North Dakota. Nice that the advise and do that, and I know that's a great tradition as well. So looking
great
forward
event.
To it. Yeah.
Yep. Great event. Great way for us to reach out and keep in touch with, obviously, our great state, and every, you know, county gets recognized for their work in the agribusiness, and it's going to be a fun event. It's always a great event for us to host our folks from across the state and what they do for our community and region with their agriculture ties.
Illinois State at the Fargo Dome against the NDSU Bison tomorrow. Gene Taylor, NDSU Athletic Director, thanks a bunch. Back to your calls, folks, coming up after the break.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.